Well, Leanne Morrell is probably not a name that a lot of people know, but when you see Leanne's story, she probably represents a lot of people that were at the forefront, if you like, of COVID. And she's a nurse. She's a head nurse at Fiona Stanley Hospital. Now, Leanne was the only West Aussie chosen to be part of the National Australia Day Council Story of Australia campaign. And I've had a look at what she does, and she's very impressive. And I'd like her to be looking after me if I was crook. Here's a bit of what she had to say to that clip.
I've known I've wanted to be a nurse since I was little. It's nice to make a difference in people's lives. COVID in the early stages was incredibly emotional and draining. We obviously planned for the worst case scenario. There was that level of anxiety. The staff were feeling it, as well as the patients that we got through. It just really brings it home for you to appreciate life, appreciate the little things.
We're all part of the story. Australia Day.
Yeah, we are indeed, and Leanne's a big part of it this year, and she's representing our state, kind of. Hello, Leanne.
Hello, Milsey. How are you?
Very good. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks. Yes, it's quite an honour. I've been very privileged to be able to represent nurses across, Perth and Western Australia and Australia as a whole. So I'm really proud to have kind of achieved this, this standard for nursing and healthcare professionals in general, really.
Well, you represent yourself very well and your profession. You said you wanted to be a nurse since you were a little girl. We all had dreams. I wanted to be a bus driver when I was a little fella, but I'm not a bus driver, although I did learn how to drive a bus. It was never a dream that actually bypassed you.
No, I started volunteering with the St. John Ambulance organisation from a young age, and, I would go to some of the events in my uniform and help the general public. So it was something that I've been involved in, I think, from when I was eight, and it kind of just, evolved from that and developed, and it was a natural progression for me.
Yeah, for sure. In the clip itself that I saw, there's a vision of you kind of returning home after a shift, and you've got two beautiful kids greeting you. Are they your kids?
They are. That's Pippa and Molly, and they're 4 and 7, and the apple of my eye, and in fact, I think they've been stealing the show for some of this campaign too.
No, they're fantastic. Now, when you are at work and you have to do what you do, we need our nurses, male and female, to be strong. I mean, their job is to make sure that we get better, but it must be very hard not to get emotional.
I think since having kids, I'm even more emotional than before. I used to be pretty tough, and now I'm a big softy. But you do, you connect with the families of the people that you're dealing with and the patients themselves. But it's okay to be emotional. It's okay to shed a tear and hold a hand and show that sensitive side, because that's what the public want to see. They're human, we're human, and we're pretty much, we go through the journey with them. So that's okay to be soft and to show that sensitive side. I think it makes you a better nurse.
Sure. Do you watch the vision of other places around the world, particularly in the United States and Great Britain and Italy early, where you just see the staff, they're under so much pressure compared to, I know we were under pressure, but nothing like what they've had to confront?
Oh, absolutely. And I have a friend who her sister works in the UK in the intensive care unit, and they really are struggling over there. And even though we've done it tough here, or we think we've done it tough, we've actually been really lucky here to pretty much, get through COVID to this point quite unscathed, really. But everywhere else, I take my hat off to all the colleagues in healthcare across the world, because those are the ones that are really doing it tough.
Right. Yeah. Now, I know that if I got recognised like you've been recognise people that are close to me that love me would probably give me a hard time. Have you been given any hard time based on the fact that you are out there in the campaign?
No, everyone's really supportive, actually. I've got a really big family and friend network, and I didn't sort of share this process with them until just recently when it's been in the media. I've been pretty humbled by it, but word's starting to get out there that it's me now, and I'm getting a lot of support from everyone. So it's lovely. I'll have my, my couple of hours of fame and enjoy it and reflect on it in the future. Yeah.
I was saying earlier, though, I mean, if you're crook, you really don't care who's looking after you as long as they do a good job. Is that what you find? I mean, a lot of people must find that they're at the mercy of the nurses, because often the doctors aren't around.
I work in the emergency department, so we have a big cohort of doctors around there as well. So they do share the brunt of it with us. And there's nursing staff, but there's also the portering and the cleaning staff and the clerical staff. The whole hospital needs everyone. So we do work as a team collaboratively to to look after our patients, basically. And it starts from the front door right and through to discharge. So they do see the nurses looking after them, but we try to have, you know, everyone will have contact with the patients themselves, and we try to be present and meet their needs in whichever way we can by whatever means that is.
So, and how did it come about that you were the one, Leanne? Did they just say, would you be interested in doing this?
I was fortunate enough to win one of the Healthcare Hero Awards that the Crown put on, I think, in about September this year.
Uh-huh.
And then just from there, randomly out of the blue, the AustraliaDay.org company connected with me, and I had to sit a sort of a series of interviews and process to get this far to be chosen. But obviously they liked what I was saying. They liked my story, and here I am.
And some other great Australians featured on there as well. Well, you've done us proud. Congratulations, and thanks for all the work you're doing on behalf of everyone, I'm sure, to all those other people in the medical profession who keep us safe and keep us healthy. We do say thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thanks very much. I appreciate that.
Good on you. Leanne Morrell there, ED nurse at Fiona Stanley Hospital. Emergency department, hey? That is not an easy gig. You can check that out. Have a look online. Story of Australia. That's the campaign. And Leanne's the only one in WA.